If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the things startups need to do is access resources and participate in things like expos. So today we have Regina Crandall from the St. Louis County Library, and we're going to be talking about the Small Business and Nonprofit Conference. Thanks for coming, Regina.
You bet. Great to see you again, Mary.
So why should a startup attend something like this?
A lot of people are unaware that libraries have extensive business resources, right? So we give you access, just like a typical conference. We have multiple content going all day. So you can learn about the latest industry trends, best practices, and essential skills in an array of business topics, right? Marketing, finance, tech. And this applies to not only businesses, but nonprofits as well. We introduce you to resources that are costly otherwise. And did I mention free, right? And local. So the presenters, you know, they're experts in the community. They're here, right? So you're not going to a national conference and then coming back and you don't have a relationship. So, we're providing that opportunity to, you know, get skill development, valuable information, education.
And there's something to be said for being live in person, not to mention the opportunity to interact with other startups.
Oh, heavens yes. The networking and community building at the conference is phenomenal. You know, you're with a supportive community. We have an extensive entrepreneurial ecosystem here, and a lot of people are unaware of it. So we're introducing them to people and organizations and resources, and it just gets them talking, right? They're meeting potential collaborators, clients, mentors. It is a good time. It is a good time.
Exactly. And this really speaks to one of the mistakes a lot of startups make in thinking that they have to do it alone. No, the library is a great place where you can find out where to go to not do it alone.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. It is a common misperception for entrepreneurs, right? I have to. And it's giving them the resources, you know, educating them that there are alternatives. I mean, that alone is great. And then introducing them to some of those alternatives. It's a life-changing moment for these people who have way too much to do to start with. So those are some of the connections we like to make during the conference.
And there's nothing like if you do a Google search, you have to make sure you have the right wording and the right keywords and all that stuff. If you go talk to a librarian, she's human and she knows stuff and she knows how Google thinks.
Yeah, and you know, it's personal. Google's not personal. It doesn't know our community. It doesn't know your needs. And so when people come to me with their unique circumstances, that requires a unique answer. And that personalized assistance is critical to their success. One of the things we have, Mary, is called Book a Librarian. So if they come to the conference or any program, for example, and they say, I did this, I heard it, I lost it, I need more on it, they can literally ask for one-on-one assistance from a librarian. We sit down with you for an hour at a time, because you can do it multiple, wherever's convenient for them. And let's walk through that again. How does that content you learned apply to you, and how can you use it? I think that's a really important resource as well.
This is your tax dollars at work.
Exactly. You're already paying for it, right? One of the important things people don't understand, and I say don't understand, is because people don't know that we have these things, right? These resources is research databases. A lot of people pay companies to do their research. They're using the same databases that we have on hand that are available to you for free. So not only can we help you save money, we can help you make money. And that's the key. We want that success for you.
What are some of the key resources that almost everybody can use?
Well, let's talk about the physical things, right? Computers, printers, Wi-Fi. We have meeting rooms you can reserve. We have large rooms you can reserve. So for anything, right? You don't have to have a criteria. So if you have a big event for your small company, you can just reserve a room at the library. I mean, that space is critical. Obviously, we have, print resources. We have learning resources. Like if you're a self-paced video learner, free subscriptions to Udemy or LinkedIn Learning. We have programs that go into all branches and with any content, if you will. But we had this, like I said, this Book a Librarian, which is one-on-one assistance. And the biggest thing we had, besides subscriptions, there's so many subscriptions, that nickel and dime you as a business owner, that we can help you with, like business journals and things of that nature. But it's the databases. Databases that can show you how to find your customers. Where are they? Who are they? And that matters because that depends on how you market to them. So we have databases with psychographics, and these psychographics literally lay out who your customer is, what channels do they prefer, and things of that nature, because that entirely dictates where and how you market to them. Who are your competitors? What are they doing? How can you differentiate yourself if you don't know, first of all, who your competitors are or what they're doing? So that's a huge strategy, So it's that market research that we have these very, very powerful tools to help people with.
Sure. So that people can go to the library and get all of the elements they need for a business plan.
Exactly. Those things that you need to populate a business plan, is the research we can provide. Exactly.
As for programs, I know I've participated in some of these programs, leading workshops at libraries on 10 mistakes startups make and how to avoid them. And I'm also booked to do office hours. So there'll be certain dates in May and July when people can just pop on a Zoom through the library and ask me anything they need to ask about startups in St. Louis.
Exactly. And you are an example of a community expert we bring in so we can introduce you to the community. You're another resource and you have all of this great expertise to share with people. And that's what entrepreneurs, small business owners, they need. And it's just that guidance to get them in a better place to grow. And it's all free. It's, like I said, with a library card, and all it takes is a library card. Now, if you're in St. Louis County, but you live in the city, or you live in St. Charles County, or you live in Jefferson County, you're still eligible for a St. Louis County library card. So a lot of people aren't aware that some of those geographic boundaries have disappeared. So I encourage you, and just so you know, electronic resources do not translate between systems. So become a card-carrying member, get one from all of them, and then you can use all of their different databases, and then you can do all of this research from the comfort of your couch, which is fantastic. So you don't have to go to the library, although we'll miss you. You can do it from home.
Right. And while Regina's telling you about stuff that's available in St. Louis, you could be anywhere in the country.
Exactly.
Local libraries do this all over the country. So go introduce yourself, find out what your local library has to offer in terms of business resources, and make use of them.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Regina Crandall. Oh, when is your next conference happening?
Oh, That's true. The conference in St. Louis is October 8th, 9th, and 10th. The 8th and 9th are at our new Clark Family Branch. And the 10th is all virtual. So you have the option, either option, and we'll have probably close to 50 sessions during that time. So that's really important.
Excellent. Thanks again for coming, Regina Crandall. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com. And join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.